Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. And speaking of DeSantisHolster.com, joining us from, I don't know where he's at. He said he's going north, but we'll find that out in a minute. Joining us from wherever he is the founder of DeSantis Holster, Gene DeSantis. How do you do, sir?
Hi, Bill. All is well.
All is well. Did you head north?
Next week.
Okay. So still down there in balmy Florida.
It is balmy. It looks like we're about to get a hurricane here.
Oh goodness. Is that why you go north? Because the weather gets a little tropical during the summer. Okay. What's it like during the winter down there? I hear all this talk, but I've never actually been to Florida, so I don't know what it's like in the wintertime.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for better weather.
I get it.
That's why all the wealthy northerners are moving down here. Number one, to avoid the taxes and be in this the lap of luxury. Beautiful.
Now, one thing that I've wondered about, you would be one to ask, because you are as conservative a New Yorker as exists. You're as conservative an American as exists. And with your New Yorker friends that maybe come down to Florida with you that you know about, how many of them are actually bringing their what they vote for in New York with them, that mindset?
It's unfortunate. The mindset comes with many of them. And it's very hard to change them. You know, how many people looked at the 2,000 mules and still don't get it?
Well, for some of them, I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but if you look at gun people in particular, sometimes they have a tendency to get distracted, don't they?
Distracted how?
Well, I remember one NRA show. It was the NRA show where the NRA was they were introducing carry guard, and carry guard was everywhere. Carry guard was over my head in the bathroom. Carry guard was everywhere. And in the run-up to that, an article came out, which I was one of the people quoted, where carry guard, the NRA, had gone to one company that sold this kind of legal service and basically copied their blueprint for their business model, and then tried to steal all the members from another company that they had very deep connections with within the underwriters that underwrote all that stuff. And as that was breaking, all of a sudden the same thing broke where, I think it was Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, their lobbyist had they had the same one. Their lobbyist had worked out a carve out in Illinois where they operate in order to remain in business so they could sell AR-15s more than X amount. And everybody went insane over that one. Everybody, all the YouTubers were saying, well, hey, the Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms sold out the gun owners of Illinois. Which, to me, the answer is pretty simple. The voters sold out the gun owners of Illinois. The ones that voted in these people, you know, voted in this legislature and this regime, that governor and everything else. But that was a distraction. And then it was gone. It was over with. If it was actually a true thing, it would have gone on and on and on and simmered. So, do you think that the people you know, where they come down from New York, are they just ignorant? Are they uninformed? Do they not see the difference between being in Florida and being in New York?
I think it's a mental disorder.
Yeah.
they drink that Kool-Aid and you know, the mind closes and they just hear what they want to hear and nothing else. Tunnel vision all the way.
That sort of sounds about right. With your friends that know what you do, right? With your friends that know what you do, do they ever do you guys ever have any discussions regarding firearms?
We do all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how much Kool-Aid have those people drank?
God only knows.
Well, I mean, the only reason I'm asking is we're still hearing stuff about the AR-15 as a weapon of war, and it's a this, and it's a that, and, you know, it's legal to hunt humans with, you know, gigantic capacity magazines and all this other nonsense. And in the same breath, I'm sorry?
What will be next? I mean, I have a Nylon 66 that I got from my wife many years ago, and that's high capacity. And it's a semi-automatic. So, I mean, is that going to be on the chopping block next? Where will this end? It's stupidity more than anything. If we only enforce the laws that are on the books, harden up the schools as they should have been done ages ago, and just play nice.
You've got a better memory than I do. My contention is that since Columbine, which I believe that was the beginning of the new era of rampage shooter violence, was Columbine. And since Columbine, my contention is there should have been no more. There should have been no more of these school shootings. By the same token, while some states have done things to harden schools, right, in Buffalo, in your neck of the woods, that guy, Gendor, he went out and he bought a New York-compliant AR-15. Got his drill out and made it no longer New York-compliant, everything he did, and he passed a background check. Because he slipped through the cracks like all the other... I mean, all these guys are known by the cops or the FBI or both. So, what do you think of those tidbits?
Let me tell you a quick story about moving into this house I'm in right now.
Right.
I've been like a nomad in Florida. 12 years, I think I've been in four different residences. Anyway, on this one that I moved in a year and a half ago, the day the movers moved us in, we had to put out all the trash and recyclables the night before because it was pickup day the next day. They pick up on Thursday, Friday, they take it away. Okay, I'm out there in my skivvies at 11:30 at night. Who's going to be walking around? I'm putting out the last few things that I can. I want them all taken away in the morning.
I tell you what, Dean, hang on right now. We're going to leave you on your driveway in your skivvies because we're coming up on the break. We'll pick it up with Gene and the skivvies when we get back. DeSantis holster, it is the perfect meld of the old world craftsmanship and the new age of Kydex and everything else in between. And, it's well worth your look. If you've got to find a way to carry your pistol, they probably have a solution for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis holsters. Insider.com. Speaking to DeSantis, we're talking to Gene DeSantis today. And when we left off, Gene DeSantis was on the driveway in his skivvies. So then.
Okay, to go on with the story. Who would expect anybody to be walking a dog at that hour? I hear a little barking, and a little dog comes home, comes right near me, dragging a leash. Nobody with him. And moments later, I hear the voice, "Oh, don't worry, he's not going to bother you, he won't bite." And this lady comes over there, and she's engaging me in conversation. And I'm trying to get myself in between her and my trash, with the trash between us, so I could be a little more modest at that point. And she's telling me how nice the neighborhood is, and she goes on. She started scratching into politics, and I wanted to keep away from that. I knew where she was heading, and she said, "You're going to love the neighborhood. The people are so nice." And then she lowers her voice just a little bit. She points to one of my neighbors that's about 70 yards away from my house. Said, "That one over there, she's an NRA supporter." Little did she know who she was speaking to. Well, a couple of days or weeks later, I don't remember which, I went over to that neighbor, the NRA supporter, knocked on the door and introduced myself, and we've become pretty good friends ever since. And not only is she NRA supporter, she's the president of our local Second Amendment Foundation here in South Florida.
What became of the one, the, you know, welcoming you to the neighborhood in the middle of the night with the dog?
If I saw her in a light up, I would never recognize her because it was black.
Yeah.
It was almost night. So that's the story of moving in day.
Yeah. Well, you know. Moving in day is always momentous. Always momentous. Now, for you, right, when you decide to pick it up and take off, does Chad and his brother, they have a plan going forward? Is that, or are they running it all the time anyway?
Oh, they're pretty much running the day to day stuff. I consider what I do just steering the ship.
Right.
But you know, I'm on the phone with them every day, and new products come and go, and I get to see pictures, and I make my suggestions. I did one actually moments ago. There was something new they were sending down to one of the government agencies, and there was a certain part of the construction I saw in the picture. I said that should be integral rather than two pieces, and they'll make the change and go on from there. But they've got a big crew working for them. We've got excellent design people, and the system that we put into place works. It's just it's a daily thing. In the meantime, we're keeping very busy with Ukraine. And they've got some mammoth jobs going on for that right now.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I would imagine with 15 million new gun owners. I don't know what the breakdown was, rifle versus handgun, but I would think. And with your, did the orders go up in the last year with your dealers, your dealer network?
Actually, they're pretty flat with the accessory market right now.
Right.
Our OEM business is very busy, but regular, the accessory market, it's slow. The dealers are, there's so much has changed. You know, the SHOT Show is not what it used to be. And we rely today more on the buying groups and the distributors than the individual dealers. Of course,
right.
We've got a big debt. Dealers, but we've got about 50 reps out there. They do the job for us, getting new business all the time. But the AR-15 thing, I mean, it's just terrible. I've got three of them, and I love shooting each and every one of them.
Well, I don't think they're going to ban it. I mean, the House can pass whatever they want to pass, and it's not exactly. you know, with the House and their with what little they have as far as a majority, it's not exactly a mandate, because it's going to die in the Senate.
Well, let's just hope so.
Well, I believe it will. I believe it will. Plus, the other part of it is that, you know, like my senior senator is in that little group, that little Kabul that is doing the negotiating. And when Joe Biden decided to stick his nose into their negotiations and start saying, I want this and I want that, I want this and I want the other, I think the Republicans probably said to themselves, okay, we're just gonna play these boys along, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that, and we're just gonna get them to try to throw votes out there on there. Let's have a vote on banning the AR-15, because they're not gonna get 60 votes for that.
Well, you know, should they ever get even close? What will the next move? Are they gonna take away my nylon 66? I mean, it's ridiculous, the whole thing.
Well, I mean, the ridiculous part of it is, I mean, you've been in this game a long time. You've been in this industry probably nearly as long as I've been around, and you know, logistically speaking, how hard that would be just to try to round all that stuff up. That'd be a very hard lift to push through. That's not going to be something that's going to be easily done.
How many millions of those out there now in the hands of Americans?
Well, see, that's the thing, they don't know, because they're out there. Well, there's 25, there's 10, there's 50. They throw a number out there. It's all arbitrary. It's just whatever they pick out of their hat. And then truth of the matter is, like in my state, if I go out and buy two AR-15s a week, they're not going to track that, and I don't have to go through a background check because I have a concealed carry permit. So, I mean, I think there's about 25 states that have that. So, there's just no way of getting around it. And then, of course, there's the home builders that they're trying to target. I don't know how they're going to target them. Coming up on the next break, Gene DeSantis, a long time ago, was sitting at his kitchen table, and he started hammering out molded leather holsters, which are the class of its type in the industry today. He holsters more guns than I think any other holster maker out there. And he has gone with the times, too, as he's moved into the other materials as well. DeSantis is fully a 21st century company. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of migrants numbering in the thousands is heading for the U.S. southern border. The Biden administration has repeatedly told migrants not to come to the southern border and says they're treating the root cause of migration. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the facilities at the border are already crowded.
The reason why we have these migrant caravans, or we have so many migrants at the border, is that Joe Biden has invited them to come for the last 2 years.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden says the private sector can help deliver real improvements in people's lives. Biden welcoming business leaders from around the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles.
The agility of the private sector, I believe we can deliver real improvement for people's lives.
I really believe it.
This is USA Radio News. The leaks continue from the Democratic-led January 6 committee.
Aides to the January 6 commission are leaking to reporters the January 6 committee's made-for-TV show and what it will feature. They say never-before-seen recordings and documentation from closed-door depositions with key Trump officials and members of the president's family. The lawmaker kicked off the January 6 commission by Nancy Pelosi. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this will be a one-sided attack on President Trump without any true Republican representation.
We know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Talk of an assault weapons ban is proving to be a boost to parts of the firearms industry. Aubrey Sanders, who runs gun shows in Texas, says he's seeing a 60 to 70% increase in sales, and he has run out of booths for gun dealers. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVice. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Gene DeSantis. Did you hear the news where the inevitable surge is happening now as they try to... all they have to do is talk... I'm flustered here. Have you ever thought sometimes that these pushes for gun control, that shouldn't they have learned by now that if they push for gun control, that's just going to mean more guns out there in the hands of people?
When the couple of administrations ago, when the Obama White House in its final couple of years, I mean, I guess the country knows that he was absolutely the best thing that ever happened to the gun industry. There were just so many people out there buying guns. And then when Hillary was running and the possibility of her getting elected, again, the fear took over and they just hit the market as hard as it could be. I just found out from my kids that we got quite a huge spike in business after this past NRA show. So they're keeping very busy with orders.
Right. The one thing I don't understand about them is it's a very simple thing. I remember in 2013, after Sandy Hook, when that was that first big surge to where we were short everything. There was nothing available, no ammo, no guns. And then in the run-up, like you were saying to Hillary, all of these distributors were stocking up on AR-15s. They all were going to, and, you know, some of them were going to do a little profiteering because they were expecting her to become president and then for them to be banned, I guess. Right?
They were sitting with guns for a long time on the shelves also.
Yeah.
They stocked up, you know, to the hilt, and perhaps that was a mistake. It took them quite a while to, you know, to get them all sold.
It was a mistake till COVID.
Yes, that brought on another round. You know, we were doing business with Mossberg, for instance, and it was during COVID. A lot of I won't say a lot. A number of my friends said, "Gene, what do you think about getting a shotgun?" I said, "I think it's great. Let me call Mossberg, and you know, we do business with them. So I mean, I don't have to go through a distributor or a dealer
sure,
to get those
sure.
send them right away. And of course, at the right price." You know, I couldn't get Shockwaves for, God, it was well over a year that we're out, you know, filling orders, and they couldn't make them fast enough.
Right.
So they're not going to, you know, they're not going to send them out to friends when they've got people that are, you know, their regular customers out there waiting for them. But that was so tight for quite some time. Now it's finally loosening up. Just like ammunition right now. Ammunition is back in good supply. And the dealers and distributors are just catching up with the last shortage. You know, they're shipping and the orders are coming in. That's probably the busiest part of the accessories market right now, the ammunition.
Right.
And that's because they're playing catch up.
I haven't gone looking. I mean, what I typically do is I always keep enough of everything to where if I have to hunker down and not buy nothing. Because I absolutely hate to buy anything at an inflated price. Like, my vehicle that I drive, I bought it a year ago this month before they figured out that they could add, like, a $13,000 availability charge on them. But now everybody...
I haven't looked.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at the possibility of making some changes with my vehicles, and I don't know what that market's all about. We've got a new one about a year and a half ago that my wife was using, and I actually regret selling one of my other cars here in Florida because we were going to rent through Costco, but those prices have doubled, and they could rent by the month.
Right.
She's only down for a few months, and she goes right back. I'm here, you know, for 7 months a year.
Yeah, but you like Porsches. You like Porsches. I would imagine. I don't know what the availability is of them right now.
I don't know either, but I was considering another one. I've had many, and in fact, my wife's car. We traded in a late model Porsche for a new Mercedes. But they were in short supply even a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the day that I bought my truck, they got five trucks in that day, and all of them were sold, and the vehicle I traded on it, which was a 2019 Ford Explorer black-on-black-on-black police interceptor, sold while we were financing the truck, while we were in the business office with the truck. And, I mean, it was just, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know what that market's like right now, but I would sure like to investigate because I'm getting the itch again for something different.
Yeah, I think right now I understand. I get that. I'm a car person too. I like cars, but and I like driving a different car from time to time. But the thing is, right now, just with the domestic ones, I've seen some of these things marked up as high as $16,000.
Not
over
time to buy it.
So.
And they're paying ridiculous prices for used cars.
Yep, used cars are crazy.
I sold an old Honda Ridgeline. We kept in the company for years just to do odd jobs with when we had to haul something. And they gave me so much money for that used car. I was shocked.
Right now, I haven't looked lately, but the last time, when I bought my vehicle, I know what I paid for it, and my vehicle's worth $10,000 more used than it was when it was new. The only problem is that I still need a vehicle, so, you know, I keep it. I just keep it. But anyway, that's interesting. I can't imagine what it'd be like for you. You like the, which is it, the, which Porsche? You like the four-door Porsche, right?
That's the last one we had. That was my wife used it mostly. I really didn't care for it myself. I kind of like the two-seaters.
Well, you never know. You might want to have something in the back seat that you can get a hold of pretty easy. That's what the back seat's for. You ought to look at I don't remember the two of them. They've got two very nice SUVs that I think you and Ms. DeSantis would look very good in.
The Macan and the what the hell is the other one? Pamela Soprano had one, but that's Cheyenne.
Yeah. So, I think those would be good. But anyway, we're heading into the next break. DeSantis.
I was out today. Yes.
We're going into the next break. So hang on to that thought. Pick that up in just a second. DeSantis Gun Leather. They are constantly taking orders. They're constantly innovating. They constantly got something new coming out. They know when something new is coming out prior to anybody ever announcing it, because they've got a holster to go with it, very likely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantis Holster, the founder of the company. The how long have you been in business now, Gene? We still got Gene, right? I think we've still got Gene. Okay. Let's see what this is one of these things you have to do in the radio business. Gene, if you were standing there, hang on one second. Let's just call the board ourselves. Oh, there you are. Okay. Okay. You there, Gene?
Almost like you could see me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was telling you.
Yes, go ahead.
I was out with some friends today I won't mention the name of the place. I guess that's not, well, why not? Shoot Straight. They've got 8 or 9 ranges and stores down here in Florida. And they've got a huge selection of our holsters. And I was shooting my old Browning High Power, which I just love to shoot. That's like one of my favorites. I know. Now, there are some new versions since FN stopped their original production. But the oldie but goodie, there's nothing like it. I just enjoy the hell out of that. And going with friends, you know, we swap guns and we try each other's guns. And one of the fellas that was shooting with us had a CZ. I don't know the model. But he had a red dot sight. He says, "Gene, you got to try shooting this," and I did. And I couldn't believe how well for an old guy I still can shoot.
You ought to look into red dots. Red dots are perfect for if your eyes are aging. The only problem I have with red dots is I can't run with the red dot. Keep both eyes open with my glasses on.
You'll find a way. When they were first introduced, I recognized right away that this is the future for at least for police, if no one else. The police, You know, I can imagine a new recruit never had a real handgun in his hand, trying to train with standard sights. That versus a red dot, wow, what a difference.
Right.
They learn right away. They're accurate as can be, and just a great new technology that's come online over the past few years.
With you've got a lot of experience with the NYPD, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
So with the NYPD, when they segued from the revolver to the semi-automatic, there's a lot of people that want to do away with, you know, Biden anyway. Biden or Biden, as I now call him. President Biden, he wants to do away with it because that's a weapon of war, too. And I'm curious, like, say, with the NYPD, since they've had, how long have they had Glocks now? Has it been 20 years?
You know, it's a long time. I mean, we've been making holsters for these the Glocks for, you know, they didn't only have Glocks. They had Smith & Wessons in there for a while. They had off-duty guns. Car Arms was in there as
right.
well as other. But I believe they standardized pretty much now on just the Glock. With, of course, the New York trigger.
Is that because what's the requirement to be a member of the NYPD? Do you have to be a member? Do you have to live in the state? Do you have to live in New York City? Because I know if they live in New York City, they probably didn't grow up with a gun.
Oh, that's an understatement. You're right.
It's not like it is in Oklahoma where if you go recruit somebody for the police department, they probably have been shooting guns for a minute.
Yeah. Well, and NYPD is, I mean, I think they're like 40,000 sworn or something like that. And I'm with these guys like every week down here in Florida. We have a whole big group. There's sometimes there's 15 of us, sometimes there's 6 of us. We go to breakfast once a week, and almost all of them are retired NYPD guys. And I love to listen to the stories. It's just incredible. It's like a treat to listen to this and that. Sometimes they, you know, they tell you stories about things that they shouldn't have done, but
sure,
they did get
sure.
away.
Are they having trouble recruiting now? With the they defunded in de Blasio defunded them by what, $1.5 billion? Are they having trouble actually getting people to want to be a police officer in New York City?
I don't have the answer, but when I first saw them taking buckets of water and throwing them on the uniformed police up in northern Manhattan, I said this is like the beginning of a real bad, dark period for the cops. They're not, you know, the government is not standing behind them. Absolutely horrible, horrific, really. They weren't able to respond. You know, back in the day, it was totally different.
Right.
Now there are cameras everywhere, so you can't do the things that once really solved a lot of problems. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, that, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds for the country. I have high hopes. I mean, New York City, you know, they got this case before the Supreme Court, which may make it to where I could do. I've always wanted to go down in the middle of New York City taking pictures of the architecture.
But you don't want to do it with a gun.
Say again?
You don't want to do that unarmed.
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say. So, I mean, if they get to a point where regular people are now considered to be as important as everybody else in their mind's eye, that would be good, I think.
New York City is loaded with little, I don't know what you call them, like outdoor restaurant seating
right.
made out of 2x4s in flexible plastic.
Right.
Well, sometime before, it was, I guess, mid-December, I was out. My wife and I went out to meet some friends, and I have to mention he's a retired Secret Service agent and his wife. Back in the, let me see, they're on the, around 78th between York and First. Well, we walk up towards First Avenue from his house, and he was almost run down by an electric scooter on the sidewalk. He grabbed him, grabbed the kid driving. He says, "You're supposed to be out there in the bicycle lane. What are you doing here?" And it almost came to a fist fight, which it didn't. But thank God for small miracles. The kid didn't put up a big protest. Well, we wound up eating our meal in the outside. Now, this is a Secret Service agent, and he's left leaning, and his wife is totally left leaning. Her opinion is Barack Obama was the best president this country has ever had. So let's move on from there. We eat our meal out there, and I said, "Ed, you are carrying your gun, aren't you?" He says, "No, you don't need a gun here in this part of the city." And that's total BS, if you would. The very next day, about a block or two blocks from there, in one of these outdoor restaurants.
You know what? We got to do this. We're going to have to finish this on a video podcast, me and you, because we've run out of time. I want to hear about this story. I will be calling you to set you up with the video podcast. And we'll do that, and we'll stick it out there.
Okay, you got it, Bill.
Thanks for joining me today.
It was fun, always.
As always. DeSantisHolster.com. There is no better purveyor of a way to carry your sidearm than DeSantis. We'll be right back. Coming up next is Lee Williams, the gun rider. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.